Hello. Today is August 17th, 2018, and you're one day closer to death.
And we are
also slowly hastening our deaths.
Lit. I am almost. I'm almost through this bottle. I think you're a little closer than you like to admit.
I'm feeling a little bit, but I got up and felt fine. Ryan got up a second ago and was like, "Whoa!"
Show your little bottle. Look how pathetic that is. But you're almost through it.
You can see.
This is a new territory for Krista. She doesn't drink this much.
I drink very seldom, and usually I'll have like one or two drinks.
Let's do a celebration. Krista drunker than she's ever been drink.
Most I've ever had in one sitting is like two or three beers. So.
Oh, I've left it on the wrong story.
You idiot.
What have I done?
You're going to ruin this new show.
Let's talk about Google and the Chrome Store. Google, so there was this app on the Chrome Store.
For anti-censorship that was being used in China.
It was called Ahoy. And I say it like that because there's an exclamation point. See the exclamation
Ahoy.
Point? Ahoy. And Ahoy will let you bypass censorship and countries that block certain websites. So use a proxy and sends you through the Ahoy proxy. And if you tried to go to a website that you couldn't get to, Ahoy would detect it and set up a new proxy for you. Pretty cool, right? Google's decided that's not allowed. It's blocked.
Rip in peace, people from countries where many things are blocked.
So you have to imagine that Google's recent snuggling up to China, their besties.
Snuggling up.
Their besties.
They have
China.
The best friend bracelets.
Yeah. They got the heart.
Yeah, like, or it's two pieces.
They got the right heart. China's got the left heart.
No one else is allowed in on that.
So they probably, that's probably part of this. They don't want anything on the Chrome Store that will let you bypass. Good news is, Firefox plugin, you still get it.
Classic Firefox.
So you just go to Firefox, you're good.
Firefox still, Master Race.
Still get your Netflix or whatever, and your banned country. So look into that. Well, Discord. Now, we have a Discord for Level 1 Techs, which I do not spend a lot of time on.
That one's community run. Actually, both the Discords, both Team PGP and the Level 1 Discord are community run.
Now, I do check out the Team PGP Discord. There is not a lot of white nationalist talk in that. There's a lot of keyboard talk.
Yeah. Keyboard snobbery, alcohol snobbery.
Yeah, they're not too bad about some of that.
Some of it. But not bad. It's pretty standard in both of our Discords just to be mostly tech-related.
This story is about Discord and the Charlottesville...
white supremacists.
I think, isn't this weekend part two of Charlottesville, right? I can't remember what it's called. But I think that there's another rally that's happening right now, or will be in the coming week, of the white nationalists doing another one.
Oh, and they ran over some people.
They did.
As one does. And people are trying to convince Discord to hand over the information from the Discord because they think that they were planning it all along. Like it was a conspiracy.
There was. Now, the Dodge Charger ran over some people. And so what they're trying to prove is that there was planning for violence by the right wingers before the event. And they're saying that Discord is what they used to plan all this. So they want to subpoena Discord for all those chat records. So if you're a Discord user, you got to think, whatever you've said on Discord could be subpoenaed.
Man, I have a lot of shit posts that have gone on a personal Discord with some friends.
How much Overwatch shit talk do you have on Discord?
Not a lot. It's mostly just like really depressing memes.
Now, I want to point out one thing about this article. So the main girl, Crystal.Knight, this has to be your new Overwatch ID.
ID? Oh, there's. Crystal. I love reading out my favorite ID. That's usually what, if I talk Overwatch in Discord.
Do you get it though? Crystal.Knight?
No.
Crystal Knight? The Knight of the Broken Glass? History lesson.
I know what you're talking about, but I've never heard that term.
But look how it's spelled. It's spelled like your name.
It is. Crystal. I've heard that. That's not how it's said in German, though.
Well, right. But so, level one history lesson. The Nazis.
I know what you're talking about. That you're
well,
not...
I'm telling them. I know you know, because you're German heritage. The Nazis, at one point, broke all of the storefront windows of the Jews and arrested them that tried to prevent that from happening. And they called that Kristallnacht, the night of the broken glass. So this gal is calling herself Crystal Knight. Get it?
That seems like a kind of... If that is what it is referencing, that seems sort of like a horrible reference.
You think there's any chance that's not what it's referencing? She's alt-right. She's the white nationalist, and she calls herself Crystal Knight.
Why would you do that?
Because you hate minorities?
I guess.
Anyway.
Those poor people lost everything they owned. You're just crapping all over them.
So yeah, some terrible people did some terrible things, and it was on Discord. And so now, everything you do on Discord, just assume that it's being monitored.
Well, I don't doubt. Discord's a free service, which means that it's not really free. They're selling all your stuff anyway. So,
one thing I know about you that I've learned during our interactions at Level 1 Techs, you love the Weather Channel.
I did. Growing up, other kids were watching, like, around, like, 13, everyone started watching, you know, MTV, VH1. Everyone was really into the Austin Power movies. It was a weird time. But I was watching the Weather Channel every day.
Well, you will be terrified to find out that the Weather Channel, the NOAA facility, has been hacked by the Chinese.
Sort of. Kind of.
Kind of.
Not really. But enough. Look how confused this guy looks.
He's so confused he's blurred out.
I was about to make that same joke. NOAA, if you're ever looking for a super accurate forecast, I suggest NOAA.gov. Theirs is usually the most accurate.
We should say it stands for National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NOAA.
They heard a sound over their intercom, and it was Chinese.
And what it was saying was, you have a package at the Chinese embassy. Press 1 for more information.
Now, you can imagine that no one there did have a Chinese package at the Chinese embassy.
Well, we don't know that.
I mean, they could have, but this was not what that was for. It was actually a phishing call.
So this
somehow got broadcasted.
This is phishing, and if you are a Chinese national, they expect you to be ignorant to the fact that they don't send your packages to the embassy. That's not how that works.
No.
But you press 1, and it starts to ask you for personal information, credit card, and social security, and blah, blah, blah. And somehow this got into the NOAA intercom system, which is disturbing.
When it said, like, when I first read the title and it was like Chinese, I like to imagine it was like May's alt line. Like, freeze, don't move, but in Chinese. Something really bizarre like that.
That's a security drink.
Oh, okay, that's right.
I already did mine. We drink when there's security.
I'm going to get through this whole bottle.
Oh, look at that.
That's a lot of alcohol.
That's not that much. How about, do you ever charge your battery-powered products?
Oh my gosh, I do. That's so relatable.
So I do too. What a coincidence that both of us use battery chargers. Well, it turns out this guy, some security researcher, he developed this charger, and these blacked out spots, you're not allowed to see
that. It's redacted.
That. It's secret. But he's got this charger that can sniff your passwords if you're using it.
So if you hook into it, there go all your passwords.
Yeah. So think about if you went, let's say you went to Starbucks or Panera Bread.
As one does, because they have excellent summer corn chowder.
Delicious.
Recommended.
And you sit down at a table and you got your Frappuccino or whatever it is that you're
your summer
like
corn chowder from
summer
Panera.
Summer corn chowder, yeah. And there's a charger there. And you're at 33%, so you're saying to yourself, I need to charge.
Oh, right? For me, that's like, oh, I've got all day. I'll wait until it's down to 5% before I charge.
So you
that
plug
sucker.
It in, and all of a sudden somebody's sniffing your passwords.
See, the solution is just not to care about your charge until you're down to nothing.
Security drink. So watch out. This does not just affect Apple. I know it's fun to you know, when Apple has security problems, we'd like to make fun of them, but USB-C is also susceptible. So all your devices, if you don't know where your charger came from,
Practice safe charging.
Safe charging.
Is what you're saying.
That's an excellent way to put it. There is no prophylactic for charging. You have to know your partner's history. That's the only way. And speaking of... Nah.
There's no segue. Even anonymous coders leave fingerprints, which basically just means that they can tell if you wrote the code, even if there's no sign that you wrote the code.
Now this...
Based on how you wrote it.
Sometimes I forget. People complain if you don't leave the story up long enough.
They do, yeah.
Apparently a lot of people in our audience read on a first grade level. Because there are 5 words here.
Well, there's also links in the description.
I guess there's the URL. But some people don't understand that we provide the one tab.
That's what I mean. Like, there's a whole tab full of, like, you can find all those articles on the forum. Or
some people don't read the description. So here's a public service announcement. If you're angry that we don't give links to the articles we cover, it's in that one tab link in the description.
That way you don't have to have a big long list of crap.
Viva la technology. So if you write code, especially if you put code out there on GitHub, an open source, where somebody can look at it and feed it to an AI.
And make an educated guess.
They can track you. Here's the amazing thing about it. It can be decompiled code. So you compile your code to binary, and then it gets decompiled. Your tracks remain.
I can see that. Like, just on a human level, I can tell who wrote what code generally in our office.
Now, here's the thing about it. They don't look at things like tabbing and spacing.
There are people who don't do those things.
It's
savages.
It's a more of a meta thing.
How you organize it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm very particular about how I organize things, like style sheets and, like, you know, everything is very, very organized. Everything has a heading that's like, this is for the body area, this is for interior pages, this is for headings, this is for text, this is for our default colors. You could probably tell my own CSS files pretty quick, just based on comments alone.
Yeah. You're kind of a little bit of an Aspie.
A little persnickety about making sure that it's, you know, readable and you can add stuff to it easily in the future.
I have encountered text editors that don't like the commenting style that we use sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the one that was adding, like, all the weird long spaces?
I think so, yeah.
Like, you'd open up that file and just be like, a ton of white space? What was that?
So
I remember that happening.
We use the Visual Basic editor sometimes.
Yeah.
Visual Basic editor and Vim do not get along.
So you open one file and then it's like it just adds white
just
space.
Like, it's if you Vim edit something that was created with Visual Basic editor, it wrecks it completely.
Yeah. Because I remember I would open some of those files and I was like, why is there so much white space in here?
Yeah.
And that's why. Turns out.
It's software racism. And we shouldn't stand for it.
But we will.
Are we going to drink to that?
Lazy.
Let's do it. Well.
Taking sips at this point.
I use CCleaner. Do you use CCleaner?
I have, yeah. CCleaner is what he's saying, if you're confused.
No.
You said CCleaner.
CCleaner.
Is it? I always say CCleaner.
The word cleaner has a C in it.
You're right. But I don't want you to be right, because I always say CC Cleaner.
It doesn't matter what you want.
That's how I always read it.
So, Avast, the...
Ahoy, and Avast.
Avast, the evil corporation, bought CCleaner.
Mm.
And what did they do? They ruined it.
They did ruin it. There were some privacy concerns in the latest update.
Look at this guy.
He looks upset.
He has no idea
privacy.
What's going on. It's like, what the fuck has Avast done?
Do you think the person who's like the editor of this article was like, I don't really understand the controversy here, so I'm just going to get a stock photo of how I feel right now?
Betanews.com.
Yeah.
They don't get it. They don't understand.
But basically there was a security flaw in the latest version, and they ended up having to roll back to, it's 5.4.
But see, you make it sound like it was an accident. It was not.
It was not. No, you couldn't disable it.
They, there's a free version of CCleaner.
Yeah.
They removed the ability to turn off tracking. They removed the ability to close the application. So CCleaner was always active. It was always looking at your system, and it was always reporting home.
It was always clean. It's like having your mother-in-law live on your machine.
It wasn't necessarily cleaning. It was just looking at everything.
Like a mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Mother-in-law living on your machine.
So.
Looking through your stuff, looking at your vents.
People were very pissed off about that. Rightly so. And they have backtracked. They've said, we're sorry. We've rolled back the previous uninstall. If you got the newest one, roll back. Get the other version. And we won't do it again. They're going to do it.
They're going to do it again. Just, we'll talk about it in a few weeks.
Let's drink to that. Let's see. What do you got? Wow. Look at your progress.
I thought I would get through maybe half this bottle. This is more alcohol than I intended to drink.
She's doing it for you. I always, when I talk to a group of unknown individuals, I want to call them chat from Twitch. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We're doing it for
hey,
you.
Hey, chat.
How's it going, chat? But there is no chat.
It's just YouTube.
Of, you're kind of our chat, so.
Hey, tube. Hey, other tubers.
Hey, tube.
Tubers. You guys are looking extra potato-y today.
Well, it's too bad that Wendell's not here, because we could get some solid Linux signaling if he were here right now.
We could.
But this is a flaw. Rare that we get a flaw that only affects Linux.
TCP flaw lets remote attackers stall devices with tiny little baby DOS attack.
So the newer Linux kernels have a way that you can shape your TCP packets that make them much more intensive to deal with. Mm. And so even a small amount of TCP traffic can lock up a Linux system because you shape them in this certain way. Now here's the catch. You can't spoof the IP because you need two-way communication for this to happen. So if you're going to do it, you got to own it. You got to be willing to expose yourself as the DDoSer.
Yeah, or so be willing to open that trench coat.
Or you just have a botnet that you're willing to use for that.
This seems like, who am I kidding? Someone will definitely attack someone for this.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, here's our favorite. So we were going through these articles. This is the most bizarre ad we've ever seen. This is, what's his name? Hard Time Harold.
Harold, yeah.
He's the stock photo model. I can't remember. There's an actual name for him.
He's the Shutterstock guy.
Yeah. But there's this ad up here. He's holding a Bitcoin mug, but what the hell is on his forehead?
Hype-free blockchain and cryptocurrency news. I guess it's a website.
Look how happy he is.
Well, he's got that, like,
Illuminati's triangle on his head, or the Deathly Hallows.
He's got that, like, gun to his head smile.
Yeah.
That Harold is famous for.
He's Russian, apparently. They found the guy.
It's got nothing to do with the story. The actual story is about Snapchat. And someone has gotten a hold of some kind of source code. We're not even sure which that belongs to Snapchat.
I thought the source code, I thought in this article, was confirmed to be iOS.
Well, it is compiled in...
Is it Visual Basic or...
Objective-C.
That's it.
So, which is an iOS, an Apple language.
Yes.
So, they assumed... The Next Web did not get a look at it before it was taken down. So they're not sure. But something of Snapchat was put on GitHub, some kind of source code. And actually, they've got a copy of Snapchat's correspondence. And it's, I gotta agree to these cookies.
I don't want any more cookies.
They actually all caps.
Yeah.
Messaged in their report of take this down, and it was taken down. But it seems like whoever got this wants a bug bounty for it.
Yeah.
And is it really a bug if you just stole the source code? Maybe.
Maybe if it was really Becky. It's the argument, like, I know there's a bug in here somewhere.
Could be. You know what?
It's a pretty low ball.
That's a security risk. Let's drink to it.
I feel like Rue, because I just, like, silently burped and it surprised myself. I was like, oh.
Does she do that a lot?
Yeah, she's real dumb that way. Like, if she sneezes or something, she'll be like...
I want to maintain the...
Rue is dumb.
The Rue is dumb meme.
It's funny. It is funny. And I call her dumb all the time.
Yeah. That's probably bad.
She doesn't care. Her tail wags.
You probably shouldn't do that to your kids. Your fur baby.
She's not a fur baby. She's a dog.
She's a fur
baby. She's my buddy, but she's a dog.
You do travel around with her.
Well, she's in the office right now.
When you did she just sit in the passenger seat when you travel around?
Oh, no, she sits in the captain's chair, which is like she wants to sit. So like there's like that center console.
Oh.
She'll like peek out of the center console.
Isn't that bad? Like she'd be thrown from the car in the collision, right?
Yeah. They make dog seat belts, and I've looked into them. They're very expensive, and B, there's almost none that have actually been tested. So it's like just some sort of Amazon thing.
Well, here's something that has been tested. And this, actually, Krista, one of the things, and I feel like you've gotten away from this, but you used to be a prolific social media stalker.
Like every client who came through this door, I knew everything about them before they left the building.
And it was very easy for you to cross-reference different kinds of social media.
I don't have to do it as much anymore. People are much more like...
Yeah, well, they're open.
Yeah.
But if you need to do this, here's the good news. There's an open source tool that will let you track images across all social networks.
Which, that's only assuming, I guess, if they're using... What if they're not using pictures of their face? Like on mine, I always use the picture of Franklin from Arrested Development.
Well, do you use it everywhere?
Almost.
Well, there you go.
This is a puppet face, so it can't be real.
So
can they recognize puppets? That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. They don't cover that on The Verge. But they do talk about how the social mapper, it's open source. You can go and grab it if you want. You can check out, again, the one tab link and go and get The Verge story here. You can download this, and it doesn't need any kind of API. It just uses the raw web searching like anybody could see without authentication. And it will track your victim. But because the web search, you know, it's not using an API, it's fairly slow.
Yeah.
So you're going to need to narrow down your search to a certain number of people. Yeah.
The way we found people before, it's unreal. I think we found someone through analytics once. It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying.
Well, you say that, but you're the one doing it.
Yeah.
And no one's prompting you.
Do you want someone like me looking at your information? The answer is no. Look at my eyes. They're crazy. No, I have such weird eyes.
Yeah, we should probably drink too. Yeah. Crazy Krista tracking you down and learning your secrets.
Well, I don't really learn secrets. I learn innocuous things, but...
What about the one... Remember the one guy?
Oh, yeah.
The rainbow guy?
Oh, no. Coral MacBook. That was his nickname in the
office. There was a gentleman who was homosexual.
And which is fine. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm not judging him, right?
Yeah.
I can do what you want. But through his business accounts, we were able to find... graphic detail
about his Grindr activities,
about his homosexuality, which I don't care what your sexuality is,
but when you talk about on your profile like how you want to be a social media professional,
exactly,
and then you have a talk about how Saturday night you went out on Grindr and like,
right,
that's it's a little weird. It would be weird if you were straight. It's weird if you're gay. And it's just weird.
It is. Yeah. Well, I mean, you think about a girl who would be like, you know, I'm just banging everything.
Or even a dude. It's weird.
It is weird.
It's weird.
Let's drink to...
To how weird that was.
The guy who put his...
That's not even the weirdest thing we found on client social media accounts.
No. Well, before you ever got here, the stuff we found on laptops.
Didn't ever have to do that.
That was...
I've only ever worked
that
on
was
web.
Criminal. There were criminal things we found.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, very unfortunate. Well, one social media thing that you don't use is WhatsApp.
Yeah, I don't use WhatsApp. Level 1 doesn't have a WhatsApp either.
WhatsApp
or Instagram.
WhatsApp is more popular in the emerging markets, as we've
the emerging markets.
We've learned to call them.
Well, I think WhatsApp's popular with kids as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? I thought it was more like a Middle East Asian type of thing.
Well, that's true. I have a friend who lives in the Middle East, and she says WhatsApp's really popular there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Middle Eastern thing. So, bad news for her. WhatsApp, there is a way to manipulate quoted text in WhatsApp.
And it works the same way it would with a forwarded email.
Right. If you forward email and you see the email from somebody else, you can go down there and type whatever you want in the forwarded email. And that's kind of the same idea here. People have complained, but WhatsApp is saying, hey, it's just like email. right? What do you expect us to do? Who are we? Are we magicians? Are we genies? What do you want us to do?
We're genies. Legally, we cannot call ourselves wizards.
So, but the problem is, as we've seen with WhatsApp, in the emerging markets, lynchings can occur because of WhatsApp. Remember those stories?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's say that I forward a message to Krista and I'm like, hey.
Wendell said he hates Rue.
And then Krista changes that message to say, Wendell says he hates Jews.
Oh.
Oh, and certain forwards that, and then Wendell gets killed by a mob. That's the kind of thing.
And really, he just hated my dog. And he was like, why do you keep bringing her to the office?
I think Wendell does have a difficulty bonding with animals.
He does, yeah. He has a cat at his house.
The cat that lives at his house, he clearly has a difficulty.
Like, he wants to bond with it, but he doesn't know what to do with it.
I don't know if he does. I think he's fine with the cat, but he has no way of understanding cat behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he'll, like, just poke it and stuff, and the cat's like, stop. And I'm like, but why don't you love me?
Well, Comcast. Are you a Comcast user? Many of you are. And I know that statistically, right?
I know that because I stalk all of your social media profiles.
And you use the image detection open source library.
And I found out.
Well, if you're Xfinity, that's hardcore, right? That's like a cool name. Xfinity.
Well, it's just the X, not EX, it's just X.
Xfinity. If you're an Xfinity user, bad news, your home address can be revealed. So this is an interesting thing. When you go to the Xfinity website and they're trying to determine who you are, you can put in your, I'm too drunk to remember the details of the story.
I don't remember the story, so.
You can put in something, some item of information, and it will give you four choices of your address, right?
Okay. Walk me through this article.
One of those choices is real. Now, if you were to refresh that page.
Oh, okay, I remember this now.
If you refresh the page, you get four more choices. Three of them have changed, but the real one remained the same. So you can imagine you refresh that page 10, 20 times.
Process of elimination.
The one always stays the same. And now, it's the IP address. Mm-hmm. You spoof the person's IP address.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
You spoof the IP address. You go to the Xfinity page. You can. So let's say you're playing Overwatch.
As one does every day.
And you're drunk. You're using your crystal.night username. You've got to use that. That's so
funny. I'm not going to use that as a username.
You teabag a, what's the social,
a Genji main.
What's the social justice guy? The Jamaican guy.
He's not Jamaican. He's a Brazilian. Oh, okay. Lucio.
Lucio. Well, but he's black, so that would make it more hate crime-y. You teabag the Lucio, and that person is like, oh my God, this is a national socialist. Let me try to find out where they live. So they find out your IP address. They go to Xfinity. They plug it in. They refresh 10 or 20 times. They know where you live. They call in the SWAT.
And there I am.
You get shot. You're done.
There I am. Drunk on a Tuesday afternoon.
Playing Overwatch. You
Cheeto dust on my belly.
You slam the door open. What are you pigs doing here? And boom. That's it. That's it for you.
That's how I usually respond to police. You know, yeah. I just yell out, pigs. Because...
Let's take a drink for Xfinity stupidity. There was also another flaw. I don't remember what it was. To be honest,
you're going to finish that bottle.
We're moving on. Pacemakers. This is terrifying.
So we talked about a pacemaker hack a while back. This one is different. It's a different manufacturer. And this one is a little more serious because they can actually deliver an electric shock that changes the pace of your pacemaker.
So they figured out, this was a couple of researchers, and they bought a programming device from eBay. They thought they'd found a flaw, but they couldn't legally test it because You can't.
You know, it could kill someone.
Right, yeah. So they bought, they got a hold of a pacemaker, they got a hold of one of these programming devices, and they confirmed they could change your heartbeat. They could withhold the shocks to keep it from fixing you.
Yeah.
And they could also activate the shocks at the wrong time.
So my mom actually has a pacemaker, and I was worried about this because I was like, oh, my mom is pacemaker dependent. If you scroll down, though, what was the name of the manufacturer?
Medtronic.
Medtronic. So if you or someone you know has a Medtronic pacemaker, you might, I don't know. You really don't want to spend all that money to get a new one put in.
Well, not only your money, but you got to go under the knife again.
Yeah.
But Medtronic.
It's actually a fairly quick surgery, but.
Medtronic has responded, and they said it's not a big deal.
I mean, what kind of monster would go through and do that? I mean, I'm sure someone would, but.
We totally have those people. Those people exist. They're out there. And, you know, you get an email. It's like, hey, I've got your information on your pacemaker. Send me a Bitcoin.
Yeah. That would be. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope we don't have to do a news story about that next week.
Oh, that's going to happen. Wait. It won't be next week. It'll be down the road a little
bit.
But what percentage of people have pacemakers?
No, my mom had to get one fairly young. She had a lot of stress younger in her life, and then had to get.
I don't know. I think it's probably more common than we think.
Yeah, it's very common later in life, especially. Mm. My mom's just keeps her heart in rhythm. Her heart goes down,
so
instead of up when she exercises.
This could be the pacemaker. People don't use any sort of encryption for the pacemakers
because they're like, what kind of monster?
I guess, yeah. So they need to start doing that. And hopefully we'll see that. But does somebody have to die before we'll see that? That's the tip. That's
probably
the tragic
part. Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't want to change it.
Well, time to convert into hardware news. How exciting! And let's talk about the hype jar. This is hype jar material.
AMD, massive shills.
The hype jar, it's kind of covered up. It's let's move this out of the way.
There you go. Woohoo!
Oh, you're not good at making it rain.
I'm not.
Something tells me you've never been to a strip club.
No, I have not.
Well, AMD, they're coming out with the 2990WX. What is the 2990WX?
The worst name.
It is the baddest ass Red Ripper 2 that you're going to be able to get. It's going to be the $1,800 version, and they claim, now this is AMD themselves quote unquote leaking this on a French website,
their own French website,
53% faster on multi-threaded applications than the i9-7980XE, which is $2,000, which is the flagship Intel product.
The TLDR here is, let's wait for third-party benchmarks.
Well, I don't find this hard to believe, because we know that Intel, you know, they're not great at the multi-threaded performance. But this is, if you're playing Fortnite, bad news. Single-threaded performance, Intel's still probably going to be the leader. But if you're rendering certain things, this is going to be a huge new step. If you're willing to pay the $1,800 price for your CPU, huge improvements supposedly coming out of Threadripper 2.
And what kind of human are you if you don't buy AMD?
Oh. The worst kind. Literal. You know, it's like we were talking earlier about the Nazi stuff. The white nationalists.
You're literally one of those people.
Same kind of people buy Intel.
Now, red versus blue, you can agree either way that Apple sucks.
I think so, right?
And what a good segue that was.
I think the recent Apple's running AMD, right?
I don't know.
I don't pay attention to Apple. Yeah. But what we do know about the MacBook Pro is that it is garbage. The keyboard sucks, right?
I guess, yes.
The thermals suck.
Yeah.
We've learned the highest end, just trash. And now we've learned that the audio sucks.
And look at this picture.
Steve Jobs, the ghost of Steve Jobs.
They really should have made him semi-transparent.
He's crushing the head.
In the perspective thing.
Crushing the head. Yeah. So there's a sound bar on the Mac Pro.
Yes.
And it crackles.
And they say even if it's fairly low volume, some people are reporting it in YouTube, other people are reporting it in Apple Music. Basically, lots of different applications, which sort of points to it not being software, but actually hardware related. Apple has not commented. They're just been like, oh, we'll look into it.
But they did say that one person on a forum commented that it's going to be fixed with the next OS release. But no one's able to confirm. That person knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, that could just be some idiot.
Let's drink to Apple being the worst hardware company ever.
Look how much alcohol. Look, it's under the label.
Well, here's some good news.
Ooh.
You want to store a lot of data, right?
I do. Of course I do.
You want to store all the data.
Yes.
You don't want limits. Everybody hates limits, right?
How I want about, to push it to the limit.
How about 1 petabyte? Are you ready for a petabyte?
No.
And 1U of rack space. That's what Intel is going to bring.
Wow. I am just floored.
This is, let me see if I can find the mouse cursor. This is the ruler form factor. I believe there's a picture of it. There it is. Look at that. Look at it.
It is kind of neat looking.
32 terabytes in what is being held in the human hand right there. Look at that. Incredible. So the idea is you can run so many of these things in a 1U rack and you can get 1 petabyte of storage space because these long, thin SSDs, they're good for cooling. They're good for putting a bunch of them together. And they're saying that this is going to be...
sleek, fashionable.
M.2 is old. It's the history. It's the past. The future is ruler style.
I thought they should call it ruler style.
They are calling it that.
Are they really? Is that, I thought you were just like...
No, they call it ruler form factor.
Wow.
I think.
Not
long
know.
And skinny.
Another unrealistic expectation for hardware bodies.
Body image. Somebody said that on the Twitch chat said that you weren't giving Rue titties because of unrealistic body image.
Listen, she's a lab mix and labs are known to overeat, so I'm very cautious about
that
making
is
sure.
So racist.
It's racist, but it's accurate. Has like, owned a lab before. My last lab got a bit fat there for a while.
We talked about the sunken data center.
We have a lot of like follow-up stories this week.
Yeah. So Microsoft took a data center and they just dumped it in the ocean.
Yes.
And the idea was keep it cool, right?
That'll work, son.
It's cool down in the ocean. If you've ever been down in the ocean, and this is in the UK, so this is not like beautiful California beaches.
No, this is like frigid,
cold, inhospitable water. Place. This is a landmass that should not have human habitation.
And yet it does.
And yet they cling to it as if there's not better places in the world. Well, they sunk a data center. Here's a picture of it.
This is not the picture you want to see. The picture you want to see is of the fish who live by the data center.
Look at the fish. So you can go to Microsoft's Project Natick site. We'll go to that.
We'll show you.
Live with you. And we can explore it at the same time we do. Oh, here's a loading animation. Loading.
I hate loading animations, just as a side.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because to implement them on a website, you're adding more stuff to load to show the loading animation.
Look at all these fish.
Look how happy they are. I wish I was that happy.
I think they're drawn to the heat.
Clearly.
Right?
Yeah. So you draw a couple little fish. You're like, man, I'm having trouble staying warm. And then it's like, I want to eat those little fish. So it's just, circle of life down there.
So, yeah, if you want to go to Microsoft's website, you can watch these fish all day long. You know what I've been watching?
It's like Kitten Academy, but for fish.
I like Kitten Academy. You know what I've been watching is the bears at Yellowstone.
The brown bears or the black bears? Or both? They have both there.
They have, it's the salmon are running. You know,
oh, okay. So probably grizzlies then.
They're doing the upstream.
Yeah.
And you can watch the bears eat the salmon.
Oh.
Yeah. It's on YouTube. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a live stream. And there's so many bears. Like all day long, there's bears just eating those salmon.
They don't like to live out there and chill out.
Yeah. That's a cool
thing to
watch.
With the geysers and stuff.
I would recommend checking out the bears. They also have some like leopards and tigers and stuff like that. But the bears, I think, are the most interesting.
Well, they give tigers at Yellowstone, but all...
Not at Yellowstone. No, no. The tigers, oh, okay. they're in Africa somewhere. But the bear, and it's cool because the bears, like, they're very, like, lackadaisical when they eat the salmon, right?
Like, oh, I just killed this thing.
Well, they just, like, they'll chill for a while and just sort of soak in the water. And they're like, you know what? I feel like a salmon right now. And they'll go up to the waterfall.
And go catch one. We have a problem with black bears in this area, so much so that some of the school bus routes have had to be rerouted because the black bears are in the dumpster.
I talked to my parents last night, and there are reports of black bears in the area.
Yeah.
They're worried.
I mean, don't feed them.
And well, see,
secure your trash.
Here's the thing. My mom has this, she must feed the stray animals, but she can't help.
You're going to have a pet black bear.
I guess. Well, I'm not. I don't live there.
Yeah.
But I'm telling them, I'm like...
Well, don't feed the black bears, because a fed bear is a dead bear.
Do I need to get you a shotgun with some slugs? Because that's
a fed bear is a dead bear. Don't feed the bears.
A fed bear is a dead bear.
That's what they say at all the national parks. Because then they'll start thinking humans mean food, and then they'll get aggressive.
Well, you know who else is in trouble? I don't know. I thought I had a segue there, but...
You do kind of... You know what? There's two men...
Look.
...who conned Target.
We're real close.
You're about to finish that. I'm worried for you.
Let's do it.
I'm pacing myself, and you were just hitting that bottle hard.
Well, this is the end. We got four stories left.
Woo!
Target. I don't shop at Target, but I think you do.
I do. I actually just came from Target this afternoon.
Have you ever bought... digital storage from Target, and then rip them off on the returns. Have you ever done that?
No. Usually if I buy stuff from Target, it's either wedding presents or decor what? Items.
Who's to say that you couldn't give a 32 terabyte hard drive for a wedding present?
I don't think most people would appreciate that.
I think they would. Well, that's what these two guys did. Let's take a look at these guys. Well, first, let's take a look at their handiwork.
They're con here.
I like how they use different colors of Play-Doh.
Well, you know, you got to use what's on sale.
So they bought these external drives, SSDs, and they returned them. But to simulate the weight, they used Play-Doh. Here it is. Well, let's take a look. Here's one of them. Is this gentleman?
Mm.
Here's the other guy. He looks a little. He knows what he did. Don't you think?
He looks a little defiant. Like, yeah, I did it.
I'll do it again.
Well, yeah. He doesn't look like, oh, I feel bad about what I've done here.
So these guys got away with $6,000 worth of external hard drives, swapped them all out with Play-Doh, took them back, returned them, got their money back, and presumably sold the memory for, I don't know who you sell that. What is the black market? Where is the... I would like to get some black market memory.
No, that's totally a thing. So we had some neighbors who were maybe a little bit drugged out. And they came over once and were like, hey, we have some like laptops and stuff we're selling.
Or, you did know, you take them?
No, because we... Hell no! They were totally, totally stolen. Absolutely were.
Yeah.
My mom didn't even question it.
But you could... Well, a laptop. If they were selling desktops, I'd probably take them. Because you could just strip them for parts, right?
I wouldn't have trusted those people anyway.
Well, you don't have to trust them.
They don't live there no more. But.
Well, so on the topic of the dregs of society, right? Mm. The trash that lives on the street.
I just look at the title of the next article. Come on, dude.
In the UK, they have run into a problem because we are going into the cashless society. Krista doesn't have a credit card.
No, I have a debit card, but I don't have a credit card.
What's wrong with you?
I don't want a credit card.
Why don't you get with...
I'm sure all the comments now are going to be like, Krista.
You got to build your credit score, Krista.
Well, I have other debt that builds my credit.
As someone who is looking at buying a house, you want that credit score.
Yeah. I have a decent credit
score. What's your credit score?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I'm not going to throw it out there either. All these assholes are you listening.
Are you in the 600s? Are you in the 700s?
Not telling you. Shh. Sorry.
Well, in the UK, the problem is nobody carries cash, right? I got a little bit of cash on me right now. I usually carry about $100. Like I'll get
a little bit. I usually carry maybe 10.
I'll get $100 out of the ATM
Look, they're going to mug you now. Our viewers are going to come here and mug you.
Well, I'll shoot them. But I'll roll with $100 until I run out.
Okay.
And then I'll go another $100. But that is purely for delivery foods. That's what I use it for.
Oh, okay. So, like, if you want to go get fast food or...
I don't like the idea of pre-tipping with delivery.
Mm.
You know? Because the point of the tip, to, in my world, did you get it here on time? Is it warm? Did you do a good job? And pre-tipping, well, that's the stupidest thing ever.
How right? could you know?
All right. So, if you're giving me a pizza 2 hours later, I'm gonna cut you down. I'm not going to give you... Are you feeling it?
Sorry, no, keep going. I'm fine.
Well, let's get back to the story. Maybe I was too much of an aside. The homeless people are resorting to barcodes in the UK.
To accept cashless payments. Now, say what you want about this. This is actually kind of neat because it does force them to use it on housing or food or that, you know, not
is,
drugs.
That is an interesting thing about this. So... this program, obviously a homeless person doesn't have the infrastructure to set up to accept payments.
Unless right? they did Stripe. You know, that's actually...
Even Stripe, I don't think.
Yeah, well, because a lot of homeless people have cell phones. Could you do that?
No, because to accept payment, you have to have a bank account.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
so true. The homeless outreach programs in the UK, well, you can go to them and you can set up your own barcode, but... you have to sit down with them and be like, well, here are my long-term goals, right?
I want to get a job. I want to get an apartment. I
want to get a house, yeah. Some sort of housing. I want to get food. This not on the list that you're allowed to get, crack cocaine.
Which is a bummer, but understandable. I think this is kind of a cool system, though.
It is, but I don't know. Are we encouraging...
Well, if you're already on the street, this could give you some tools to get off the street.
I suppose it's a...
Because instead of having that temptation of like, I just got this cash and now I want to spend it, you can't spend it anywhere except where you have to.
But I wonder, you know how similar to the EBT system here?
Yeah.
Which is like the
free food stamp, yeah.
Food stamps. You can buy certain items and resell them on the black market. Is there any
that's
way
very
could,
common around
could
here.
You trick this system into that? I guess if you were getting groceries, you could do the same
thing. You could, yeah, if you did it with groceries. So, like, around here, and I don't know how common this is in other places, there's sort of a soda black market where, like, people will sell soda. Or
detergent?
Well, you can't get detergent on EBT.
Really?
No. Oh. It's only for food. Because I used to work in a grocery store, and I got yelled at because people, you know, they couldn't buy cat food, detergent, they couldn't buy energy drinks.
Are you really going to resell the cat food?
Well, I mean, they have pets, is what they're thinking. You're going to finish this. You drink that whole bottle.
You know what they do?
They put that little air bubble.
That little divot at the bottom. That's just to rob you of wine.
Because he needs more in his system.
Bullshit. I'm going to finish it. We got two stories left.
The next one is...
by the end of the news, we're both going to finish our bottles of wine. Go ahead. Get that in you. Mm. Get that poison down the
pipe. I mean, it tastes good, but whew. Most I've drank in a long time.
Last week, that's the unit of time I was thinking of. Mm. Week. We talked about the hot water challenge.
We did, yes.
A lot of people were unhappy to hear about the hot water challenge.
Because it's idiotic.
It is idiotic. But what's perhaps more idiotic is the Momo... suicide challenge. What do you think of the name? Momo. You know, you might make your eyes look like her, but...
I can't do the mouth.
She's got like the... look at the hairline. That's a disturbing part. Because you've got a... I'm sorry. I don't think you can match her.
I can't.
I don't know about the... and the, like the pig nose...
Yeah,
she's terrifying. So Momo will send you, if you respond to Momo's text messages, she will direct you to, I think it's an app.
You can download her app, yeah.
If you get the Momo app, now what is the Momo app? What will that Momo app do for you? It will encourage you to kill yourself.
This when you said Momo, and like before I had any context on the article, I didn't catch this one this week. Was I thought this was like a cat thing, like Maru. I thought for some reason, is there a cat named Maru, a famous cat?
Yeah.
Not Maru, but named Momo.
No, there's not.
Momo is the name Peach. It means peach in Japanese.
Does it? You know what Maru means?
No.
Round.
Oh, of course. Because he likes to fit himself in little boxes. Yeah,
no, he's fat. He's fluffy and fat.
Yeah.
Maru's the best cat. Man, you know what? I'm going to be...
You know what? I love Maru.
I do love Maru, and I'm going to be so depressed when Maru does... Maru's 10 years old.
Oh, man. He's getting up there, even for a cat.
Yeah.
I mean, cats, what, they usually, what, 15? Give or take.
We had a cat, and this was just some, like, you know, trailer trash tabby that made it to 19.
But cats generally don't make it that far.
Well, Maru lives a pretty good... I mean, he's well taken care of. So I think Maru makes like 17, 18 easy.
You got 7 or 8 years.
I don't know. I'm going to miss Maru. They got Hannah, Maru's companion.
But isn't Hannah kind of dumb?
She's not the same.
No.
She doesn't have the charisma. To get back on track, don't do the Momo challenge.
Is it a challenge, really? So much as just a weird...
They call it everything a challenge now. Let's drink to the Momos.
Okay. It's just the one Momo. It's singular.
Well, everybody who participates, I think, is a Momo, right?
Is that like saying like a moron, Momo?
I don't know what it means.
Momo is peach in Japanese, but I don't know what language this is supposed to... What hellscape this came from.
You know what else? Whatever, Detroit. It's 85 degrees in Detroit.
Wow.
That's important to note.
Good for them. Good for them. Good for Detroit.
Well, we're on the final stretch, and we're done with our bottles of wine.
You're done?
I got a little bit left.
Okay, I got a little bit left, too.
Yeah. We have two more stories. We'll drink on each story, and then we'll go to the Twitch stream. What game are we going to play?
I don't know. I thought about that earlier, but...
We're going to figure that out.
Past Krista didn't thought that that was a problem for future Krista.
Yeah, future Krista's...
That's future Krista's problem.
we're rapidly approaching future Krista. So let's talk more about Elon Musk.
Elon.
What a stupid name. Is it Elon or Ellen?
It's Elon.
Is it Elon?
Yeah, you're calling him Ellen.
Are you sure?
You're calling him a woman. That's insensitive.
Is that the... No.
I'm
so
sure
you're
Elon.
Saying if a woman, E-L-O-N is...
Don't besmirch my gender by...
How do we... We should not assume his gender. He might be non-binary.
I'm saying you're... By roping him in with us, I'm saying...
Well,
I'm
actually,
him.
This story doesn't have anything to do with him. At first, we thought it did.
But it doesn't.
Turns out it doesn't. So, Einhorn... I think this guy's name is David Einhorn. David Einhorn, yeah.
Mm.
He runs Greenlight Capital. You're familiar with Greenlight Capital, of course, right?
Of course. I think that some homeless people in our dumpster.
Yeah, that's probably homeless people. I heard something over
there.
It
made me worry if it was Rube getting out, but I think it's they're outside.
I thought there was like a rat or something over there earlier, because I heard some wires move around.
Maybe it's the ghost of Wendell. He'll be back
next week.
You think
he's dead? I don't think he's still alive.
It's, his presence is making itself known.
So here you see some shorts, some... Short shorts, right?
Yeah, booty shorts.
Showing off that booty. So David Einhorn got a shipment of short shorts because he shorts Tesla, the stock.
And everyone assumed it was Elon, Elon Musk.
Well, he thought Elon actually tweeted and he said, I will send you some shorts.
Do you think they said juicy on the back?
Yeah, he said, so... Einhorn said he's happy for his lease to be over on his Tesla because it's crappy. And Musk said, tragic. That's like Trump when Trump was sad. Sad.
Sad, yeah. Tragic.
We'll send Einhorn a box of shorts, short shorts. So actually, he didn't. It was this company. I don't remember what their name is. But it was just...
Yeah,
some,
it's a failed publicity.
Some
if you
short
don't remember their
company
name.
Sent him. And it wasn't. It wasn't Musk at all.
It wasn't. TLDR, it wasn't Musk, was actually someone trying to capitalize on the drama.
But Greenlight Capital has lost a lot of money. Now, this is a hedge fund, so other people have given him their money. Einhorn, they've given them their money. They're like, hey, you know how to invest, right? Invest our money. And he shorted Tesla, and he lost.
Big time.
The old the gambit with we've got leverage buyout, we've got funding secured. Einhorn. Let's do it. This is it. This is the last story. You gonna drain it?
I'm not gonna drain it. Probably, but I'll try.
A tiny little bit.
You know who else are losers? People who are into Bigfoot erotica.
And I'm out.
You drank a whole bottle in 3 or 4 hours. How many? 3 hours? 4 hours?
We started 3 hours. We started at 2:30. What time is it?
Almost 5.
5:44.
Woo. Blaze it. 5:40, blaze it.
This is the final
and article. Yours, not only is his wine bottle bigger, it's also a higher proof.
Yours was three, what's the number?
Or mine is
370. 375. 375 versus 750. What was your percentage?
12%.
14.5.
Someone do the math there about the alcohol poisoning.
Engagement challenge. At 750 milliliters at 14.5% volume, how much more alcohol did I imbibe versus 375 milliliters at 12%? You didn't even finish it.
Well, I'm getting there.
Let's go. Chug, 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 chug. You do it after this last story. Okay. So the last story, Bigfoot erotica.
You know, a few weeks ago, I told Ryan, I was like, you know, I feel like our stories, our nonsense stories are really getting, they're not really tech-related. And he's like, oh, I stopped doing tech-related nonsense.
This is a little bit tech-related. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. So, debatable. There is a Virginia Congress race going on, right? And the Democrat has come out and said that the Republican might be into Bigfoot erotica. What is Bigfoot erotica? That is your next question.
That was my... Well, we've reviewed these stories previously, so I don't know. I don't not know anymore.
This would be where the penis of the Bigfoot would be shown.
Genitalia.
Has been censored. Well, you know, this is a male. I think it's obviously not. Look at this fucking six-pack. He's shredded. Does this do anything for you?
No. I can honestly say no.
No? Nothing?
No.
What about as like... a young Krista watching Beauty and the Beast.
No. So I think that the reason this is so prevalent is because of stories like Twilight. Like the whole monster genre.
Was he a werewolf during sex?
I don't know.
Well, it turns out, so this guy, this politician, claims that he did this as a joke, right?
It's totally a joke, guys.
He actually self-published a book about Bigfoot, sex with Bigfoot, but he says it's a joke. Now, this opens up a window to monster erotica.
Which is a dark timeline that we don't need to get into.
Monster erotica. Now, have you ever... I feel like monster erotica is a little bit sexist, right? Because it's always male monster banging human female.
You know... I didn't really do that much research into the story, so why don't you tell us more about the weird...
That's... Actually, don't. Well, like, look at Beauty and the Beast, right? You had to assume that sex was happening in that relationship.
Later on, when they were married, yeah.
When they were married. So it was wrong for the girl to bang the mouth, the half-man, half-beast animal... outside of wedlock, but once the bonds of marriage were in place, totally cool.
Sorry, that was probably really loud in the mic. Well, after they were married, he was a man again. That's the point I was making, if you've watched the movie, but when you put it that way, it becomes more.
You think she teased him that whole time? Well, it turns out on Amazon. There is a type of fiction called monster erotica, and I'm gonna just read you some of the titles
again. What can you tell us the tech tie in here?
Amazon. That's it. Amazon.com.
That
It's a website. Shiver for Yeti.
Can you click on it? Does it take you to the place?
Let's go to it.
Oh, you can.
Oh, it's Kindle.
Oh, and it's.
You know what? I feel like.
That's worth.
I think it's worth. Let's just put the keyboard on the table here. I feel like it's.
We're so far off the rails this episode. So if you're looking for really serious news, it'll be back next week. But if you're enjoying learning about Monster
One guy, Erotica, one guy commented last week and was like, "I can't believe that you're stupid." Oh, look, it auto completes. You're stupid news. You call yourselves tech news. You're garbage.
It's tech commentary.
And news. Wendell replied to him.
Oh, don't
he
reply.
Shouldn't do that. Shiver for Yeti.
There's nothing wrong with if you guys leave a critical comment. There's nothing wrong with that. But like,
now is the time. She's about to have her prayers answered. Sneaking off under a sky full of stars, but they just can't be left alone. Becky has it all. Oh God, this is so long. Oh, Becky has it all.
We need to read this on stream. We don't need to read this for the news.
Student on a mission. Gorgeous, smart.
Oh, no, the cursor moving is, you can indicate that you're belly laughing.
She's caught the eye of a certain PhD who fills her thoughts night and day on a scientific expedition in the Himalayas.
Of course.
Blah, blah, blah. Becky is confused and frightened until the day she curled up in a cave. Curiosity turns to an unending lust between a young woman and a legend with enormous stamina. Enormous.
You lost it. You're so far gone off the tracks.
Can right he now. Make her forget the one she's schemed to? Let's look at the reviews. We got to look at the reviews.
There's none.
Oh.
Oh, chat. Or tubers. I think that's what we're going to call our YouTubers. Leave us your comments.
So,
or yeah, your views on that Amazon story.
The point is, later on in the article, they talk about one woman was making $30,000 a month writing Monster Erotica. So there's an audience for this.
Who? Obviously not if there's no Amazon reviews.
Well, listen, are you going to write a review if you're into Monster Erotica?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Your bottle has a little tiny divot.
It does, yeah. So it makes you think you have more than you
That's
do.
That's a gusset. You ever watch Steve 1998?
Why do they do that?
He calls it a gusset. Well, with a bag, it makes it sit upright. But with a bottle, it's just stealing
valuable wine space. Yeah.
Finish that off. I got like two drops left.
I did not think I would finish this bottle, and I have, and I'm going to have to drink like a whole bottle of water after
Listen,
this.
Listen, you asked for it, and here it was, an entire news broadcast. We finished a bottle of wine each.
Mine is tiny, but...
Commensurate with our body weight. And you're welcome.
Some of you are probably like, I don't know what I've done with my life. I don't know why I watched this. This is pathetic. You're right. But if you're enjoying this, send us a like, a favorite, a subscribe.
Or
hit the bell icon, dude.
Visit the Patreon. I will remind you, if you just... Well, actually, this is on Friday, right? So it doesn't matter.
It is Friday, yeah. Yes.
Oh, I'm going to mention that. But we will think about giving you drunk news. I think twice a year is ambitious, right?
It's usually... So, like, there's just times where one of us is out, and then it's like...
Yeah.
We should just do a drunk one just because it'd be funny.
So, if you like it, let us know. And maybe you'll get another one.
Maybe. Maybe not this year.
There's no guarantees. But there was a lot of response the last time. I did it by myself the last time. And people seemed to like me.
Just, drunk.
You know, talking.
What if people hate me drunk? What then?
Wouldn't that be
so That'd be hilarious. I don't think I'd be mad. I'd probably laugh.
Actually, if you looked at the comments, people are very pro-Krista lately.
I don't know why.
Well, I think you bring something, you know, like...
Je ne sais quoi.
You're probably the least aspie.
Which, that's saying a lot, because...
You're like, you know, the normie girl. Mm. You're not totally normie. I think you're actually that, like, perfect mix. You know, we talk about the Twitch girls...
The thoughts. I love the word thought now.
But
I can't
you're
say
like,
that, though.
You know, you're normie enough, but you're also kind of, you know, you're into Lord of the Rings mm-hmm. and technology. And so the Aspies be like, oh, she's perfect. She likes the things, the same things I like.
Oh, no.
We probably should stop talking.
Yeah, I feel like it's just getting worse. We're going to go on twitch.tv/teampgp and we're going to stream the post drunk sober up, and you can watch that.
Yeah.
The VOD of it.
We're responsible adults. We're not going to go get in our cars after polishing off an entire bottle of wine. We're going to Twitch stream until we sober up, and then we're going to go home.
And cry because we have headaches.
Regret what we've done so far. For you. For your entertainment. FYE. For your entertainment.
That's okay. Of course.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Wendell will be back next week, so you can look forward to Chad. Wendell coming back and sober news.
Yep. And be sure and hit up on the comments with your experiences with Monster Erotica. I want to hear about it.
I don't, but
here's what I'm thinking. Is there, because when I see something like this, I'm like, I can write Monster Erotica. Or I'm a pretty good writer. I feel like I can pull that off. I feel like Monster Erotica is like male monster, female human. Right? Oh, you've lost your little one.
It's okay. Keep going.
What if I broke into the whole genre as female human? No. Female monster. What would be the most...
That'd be like Hagrid with the full giant woman in Harry Potter.
What would be the most attractive kind of monster for a man to bang? Not reptilian.
A mermaid or a siren.
That's true. You're exactly right. There are no sexual organs.
That was the whole thing on Futurama.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is getting really weird. We're going to go stream. Watch the VOD later. Tell us how horrible this was. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks. Once again, I feel like you're frustrated that I won't let you in.
No, you just keep going.
But I want to bring up that the patrons donated a lot of money after the last drunk stream.
You mentioned 3 times.
Well, I think it merits repeating. This is for them, you know? We're giving them what they wanted. This is for the patrons. So if you're watching this and you're thinking, why the fuck are these two idiots drunk talking about technology? What idiot would like
that? I'm not drunk. I am.
You're like 110 pounds and you polished off the whole...
little baby bottle.
But it's because of the patrons. And they're good people, is what I'm trying to point out. They're wonderful, generous. They fund all of this ridiculousness, and we do it for them. All right,
stop crying and end the broadcast.
I'm not crying. I'm not a crying drunk.
Okay, let's go.